In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Our lecture of tonight about God's longings, or God's desire to gather His children. It was a group of lectures on God's longings I made in the last retreat, but I prefer to give you this one about God's longings to gather His children, or God's longing for unity. First of all, I want to revise with you some of the verses from St. Matthew. Matthew chapter 23rd. When our Lord Jesus Christ wept, you know, it was written that our Lord cried or wept with tears, saying, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who killed the prophets and the stones, those who are sent to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. You know, this part you will hear very soon next week with the end of the Lent, this kind of crying of our Lord في جمعة ختام الصوم. This is the readings of جمعة ختام الصوم, the last day of Lent. So as if our Lord is crying for this, that He dreamed of gathering everybody, like as was written here, like hen gathers her chicks under her wings. So by doing our mission, by preaching, we are like بنمسح دموع ربنا يسوع, like we are cheering Him up, because we are making His goal true, His dream true. So this is the idea I want to speak with you a few minutes this tonight. Also, it's written in Matthew chapter 12, He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters abroad. This is very important to us as servants of preaching. He who does not gather with me scatters abroad. Which means if you are not busy with the idea, if you are not serving the Lord in this, you might be against Him. You might be distracting the kingdom of God indirectly. Because He said, if you are not with the goal, you may be against the goal. You may be scattering the people away. So to be or not to be a preacher or to be against God or against the plan of our Lord. Also in John chapter 17, the famous chapter where our Lord was praying to the Father, few hours before His crucifixion, He was saying that they all may be one. So this is the cry out of our Lord. This is His dream, that all may be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one again, in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. So as if the mission of the Lord when He came to earth, that He will gather everybody in Him. So this is His vision, and so it's our mission, because it's His vision. This is His dream. So we are taking His dream and fighting to make it true on earth. He was praying in His last minutes before dying that, please Lord, make it true that everybody gathers in me and be one with me and in me as I'm one with you. So to gather is simply the idea of preaching, that we are gathering the kids of God from everywhere to His embrace. يعني نجيب الناس لحضن ربنا يسوع. Also written in John chapter 21st, when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these? He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." So he put the sign of love is to care for the lambs, to care for those who are not yet grown up, adult enough to know the plan of God. So we are always saying in service, in ministry, we are differentiating the pastoral care, al-ra'aya, and the preaching ministry. But actually, as servant, you should work in both ways. You should catch people inside the net of the Lord and also care for these people, the pastoral care. So you will be a fisherman and you will be also a shepherd on the same time, Because you know, Saint Peter was named as a fisherman when our Lord asked him to fish with him, to start fishing people. And also he said that you will be a shepherd like me. So working as a shepherd and a fisherman, you know, it will go together. Because I thought many times in this, can I work only as a fisherman, just fishing people in the net? How about caring for them? How about pastoring their life? I couldn't make any, you know, space between the two ideas. Because we love people, we will fish them into the kingdom of heaven, and also we'll care for their growth in God to be an active member in the kingdom of heaven. Also written in Matthew 28, the famous verse, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations." So this is the dream. This is the kind of gathering people. This is the vision. You can put it like the vision. Go make disciples of all nations. How to put it into missions and targets and goals and plans. But this is the vision. Baptizing them in the name of the Father. Maybe this is one of the targets or the start of mission, and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So our first aim is to preach the word of God and make disciples of all nations. Making disciples is a matter of fishing people and also caring for their life. Also, this kind of gathering, I mean to gather people inside the body of Christ, we have to think always of the word unity or union. Because our Lord said that, "So they may be one in me with you." So to make people united together, they should come to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the only power who can unite people together with the head, who is Christ. So in order to unite the world together, it's important to unite them with the Lord first, so they can love each other and be one in God. So it's written in Ephesians chapter 1 that in the dispensation of the fullness of the times, with the end of the times, He might gather together in one all things in Christ. So this is the dream, the last, the ultimate dream. He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth in Him. So please think this way. When you speak to anybody as a preacher, when you talk to an unbeliever, you are dreaming to bring him to the kingdom of God, to be a member in the body of Christ. And also by coming of this guy inside the kingdom of God, he will be one with the saints, with the angels. So you are completing the work of the angels of the church of heaven. We are one church, partially on earth and partially in heaven. So we are working with the heavenly powers in this mission. Because we gather people from all nations to be one in Christ and there is only one body of Christ in heaven and on earth. That's why we pray in our Abana Allazi that we say kama fi as-sama kazalik 'ala al-ard, because people in heaven and beings in heaven, whether angels or saints or whoever, they are only one. So we are dreaming of making the whole beings on earth as equal, as also one as in heaven. Also it's written in Ephesians chapter 2, for he himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation. In this, St. Paul was talking about the work of our Lord Jesus Christ as a savior for all humankind, by bringing the Jews and pagans in one body. So he broke down the middle wall of separation. There was like a wall or red line between the pagans and the Jews. And by incarnation and redemption of our Lord, brought the Jews by one hand and the pagans by the other in his cross, so he made the human beings one in him. So this is your work. This is, you will continue the work of the Lord by gathering people from everywhere to the same body of Christ. And also when you look at this verse, have broken down the middle wall of separation, there will be always some kind of walls of separation. So remind yourself, when talking to anybody, there should be some wall of separation, and you should overcome this wall of separation to bring these people to the same body of Christ. So let's put it this way: if you like to cheer our God, to يعني تمسح دموع ربنا سبحانه هو بيمسح دموعنا. First of all, the preacher should be a peacemaker. Any of you will work as a peacemaker, and you remember the talk of our Lord on the mountain: "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God." So in order to enjoy being a son of God, enjoy Abana Allazi, you should be like your father, a peacemaker. And this is kind of preaching, that you preach the gospel of peace, not only the doctrine of redemption, incarnation, reconciliation, salvation, and these big words. No, you simply preach the kingdom of peace. But with the idea of peace, you should revise yourself that peace starts with peace with the person's own self or oneself. That you make him live in peace with his conscience, with himself. And this could never happen without repentance. By repentance, one starts living in peace. But living in sin, he will never enjoy the peace of God, the heavenly peace. So you are a peacemaker by pushing people into repentance, by leaving their life of sins. They can enjoy the peace of heaven and start being a member of the kingdom of heaven. Also, with the work of a preacher, you should help people to enjoy the peace with the other. To enjoy peace with others, it is the gospel of love. So you are preaching the gospel of peace through repentance, and you are preaching the gospel of peace with others by loving each other. So we are teaching people how to love each other in Christ, how to love the Christian love. Because you know, Christian love is far different from other kinds of love well known in the world. Lastly, also to have peace with the world. So being Christian, you are living in peace with yourself, with the people around, and with the nature and cultures around, with the world around. Living in peace with the world means you have to walk in wisdom, because you should talk wisely, work wisely, walk wisely, so you never get into troubles with the circumstances around. So by the meaning of peace, to be a peacemaker, first of all you help people to repent, so they start enjoying the peace of God. Also you help people to love each other, the Christian love, so they can enjoy the peace of God. And lastly, they can know the wisdom of God, so they enjoy the peace with the world. Also written in Ephesians chapter 4, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man. So the perfect man is the one who is living on earth in the full peace of God. Peace with himself, peace with the others, and peace with the whole world. To the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So, you know, it's an ongoing way to be in the stature of the fullness of Christ. And by gathering people from everywhere, we are completing the body of Christ. And this is the dream of our Lord. So we are working with his dream by gathering people inside him. Also, if we think of cheering up our Lord, we should believe in the other's role. To be a good preacher, you should believe in others. Not only believing in God at the main power, believing in the grace of God, but also you should believe that these people are part of the church. These people are invited by the Lord to be partakers of his kingdom of heaven. So you should believe in them. While going to some Africans or Asians, you should believe in these people. Tomorrow they will be the future preachers, and they might be much better than us. So if we believe in them, we will work hardly with them. We'll spend more time with them. We'll pray for them and with them, because we believe in them. So this is important for a preacher, not to believe in himself and only, or to believe in the power of God only, but also to believe in these people to whom we preach. So it's written in Corinthians, the first letter, for in fact the body is not one member, but many. If the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I'm not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I'm not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where would be the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where would be the smelling? So always remind yourself with this truth, that we should work together, and these people will have a great role in the kingdom of heaven. So they are invited like us, and they will work as co-workers with us in the field of preaching and the kingdom of heaven. Also, it's written in Romans chapter 12, be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor, giving preference to one another. This is the kind of humility, the Christian humbleness, that in honor you prefer others before you. You kindly, be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love. So when you respect these people, when you look by vision to these people, that they are the future preachers and the future priests and the future bishops and the future saints of the church, when you dream of this, you can work hardly with them. And above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. You can cover the whole sins of these people with your love, with the love given by our Lord. So with love you can cover their sins, because you will change their love, their life, into a Christian and sanctified love. Also, again, the third point I want to mention, that if you want to cheer God, never hurt love. So the first point, work as a peacemaker. The second one, always consider and respect others' role. The third, never ever hurt love. in our service, sometimes we may put the priority of the target, of the mission, of the project before the people. But, and by putting this target, we may hurt the people. We may induce annas. So always remind yourself, love is first. And you can never serve without love. You can never hurt anybody and then ask for the Lord's grace. You can never ask for God's help and you are hurting people around. So never hurt people. Please learn how to forgive, how to forget other sins, how to share people, how to love them, how to pray for them, how to respect them. This kind of love will help you to preach more and will be covered by the grace of God. So never hurt love. Also written in the Gospel of St. John, by this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. People will look at you. How could you love your partner? You are sharing the same project, the same mission, and you really love each other. This is not easily found in this world. Usually in any kind of sharing, you find people conflicting with each other. But with the work of God, we are preferring each other. We are putting the others before me. We are loving each other in a Christian true love. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So remind yourself always that the devil will work on this. He will come between you and your partner, between you and the one who will share the service with you. Because this is always the aim before the eyes of the devil, to destroy love. And by destructing love, he will destroy the whole mission. So please resist the devil and he will flee from you. Just by praying and resisting the bad ideas, the devil will flee out of you. Do not give place to the devil. Do not give place to the bad ideas. Do not give place to the bad emotions. Please stop it strongly by praying, by repenting, by worshiping God, because these bad ideas will stay as an obstacle in the work of God. You can never enjoy the blessing of God without love. Also, to cheer God, to help with the preaching, with gathering people, please walk in wisdom. Again, to gather people, to help for the unity of the church, to make our Lord's dream true, first of all, be a peacemaker. The second point, respect others' role. The third point, never hurt love. And the fourth one, walk in wisdom. We need wisdom all through our missionary, with the work of teaching, with the work of management, with the work of administration, with the work of nursing, with the work of catechumens, education, whatever the field we will work in, we need wisdom of God. So please remind yourself that you need badly wisdom of God, and you can enjoy it with praying. We pray in the Mass saying the oneness of the heart in love, وحدانية القلب التي للمحبة فلتتأصل فينا. It's very nice wording, May it be rooted in us, not found in us, but rooted, So the oneness, to be one with each other, please God help this to be rooted inside our hearts. So we enjoy this feeling of being one and preferring each other on oneself. In Romans 12, if it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. So as much as you can, live in peace with all men. So by saying so, as if you sometimes need some boundaries. You may step back at a time. It's kind of wisdom that you cannot go more than this with this guy. Okay, by stepping back, this is kind of wisdom. You cannot speak out loudly everything inside your heart. Okay, this is kind of wisdom at a time. You may put this servant in this field and the other one in another field. This is kind of wisdom. So we need some boundaries, we need some spaces, we need some limitations, we need as much as we can to enjoy living in peace with all members of the church, with all kind of servants serving with us. In Matthew chapter 18, it was written, if he refuses to hear them, tell it to the church. But if he refuses even to hear the church, let him be to you like a heathen and a tax collector. So this is kind of wisdom. If some kind of problem happened, try to overcome the problem by blaming or by ensuring love. But if the guy refuses to hear the word of love, the kind word of the servants, go to the church. The church will help you to restore peace. But if this guy refuses the peace of the church and the teachings of the priests and all trials of peace, okay, just go in peace and enjoy the wisdom of God and treat him like a foreigner, like a stranger, like treating a heathen. Al-Wasani. Al-Wasani, and he is a stranger. He is not in the community. I cannot live with him as intimate as before. Also, it's written in Psalms 133, behold how good and how pleasant it's for brethren to dwell together in unity. المزمور ده احنا بنقوله كتير, ما أجمل ما أحلى أن يجتمع الأخوة معا. Remind yourself while praying this psalm, this is part of our mission, that we are dreaming of gathering all nations inside this psalm so we can pray to God all together. How good and how pleasant for brethren to dwell together in unity. It's like the precious oil upon the head. Whose head? God's head, you know, as if you are putting the good oil on the head of our Lord. Remember the good woman who came one day and she put the ointment or the oil on the head of our Lord. He was happy with this. So by preaching love, by living in love, by living peacefully with everybody, we are like the precious oil, putting the precious oil upon the head, running down on the beard. You know the explanation of this according to the forefathers, by loving each other and bringing others to our unity through love, we are putting the oil on the head of our Lord, and this oil comes down on the beard. The beard always stands for the priesthood. So we priests, we are very happy seeing people loving each other and seeing people coming to the church, gathering in the church. And then after the beard of Aaron, this is the priesthood, you know, running down on the edge of his garment. So this joy, this happiness, this kind of love will cover the whole body of the church. The gathering of people together inside the church will please God, will plead the priest, will plead you as a servant, will plead the whole world. But this needs walking in wisdom. The beard of Aaron running down on the edge of his garment, it's like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Dion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore. This is the kind of love of life we live forever, you know. So as if we are tasting the eternal love, life, by gathering inside the church and loving each other. You just taste the the taste of heaven. So he is saying, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore. So I wanted only to mention that, remind yourself that by gathering people we are pleasing God. And he was that much sad while seeing the people of the Jerusalem went away, and he proclaimed that he was like a hen trying to gather the chicks under her wings, but he failed. So we are pleasing God by our mission. Glory to God. Amen. The homework of this week, this is the last homework. Please pick out the advices or the recommendations for evangelizing from. I mean the advices or whatever ideas related to preaching from these parts of the epistles of St. Paul. Colossians, just 5 verses, chapter 4, from 2 to 6. We are trying to minimize the homework because many of you complained that the homework is very long. We are sorry for the long homeworks before. I get this one is not that long, so please try to make it. Colossians chapter 4 from verse 2 to 6, and the first epistle to Thessalonians, Thessaloniki Ula, chapter 5 from 14 to 24. The first letter to Thessalonians, chapter 5, 14 to 24. And in Romans, chapter 14, from 16 to 23. If any of you have better time, it's better to memorize some of these verses. This is very important to keep the verses inside your mind and heart. It will help you all along the story of preaching in your whole life. So please try to memorize some of these verses. يعني تحفظوها يعني تحفظوها لو قدرتوا لو شاطرين تحفظوها في جوائز لله يحفظ ماشي يبقى كولوسي 4 وتسالونيكي الأولى 5 ورومية 14 وأجزاء منهم بس. Okay, the related ideas to evangelism.